Hi everyone, this is Beth Kahn, author of A Nutrition Revolution and A Nutrition Evolution, nutritionist, Reiki practitioner, and health educator. I am providing what will probably be my last podcast to 30 Days of Alchemizing Anxiety with Seaside Mind Body Wellness. And I wanted to end with an excerpt from my book, A Nutrition Evolution, published last year, redone and published again last year. It's an update on the original A Nutrition Revolution that was published in 2011. So we're talking about alchemizing anxiety, and I know that you're listening out there, and I know that you are trying to take in information from many sources, and I'm one of those sources. So, you know, to ultimately alchemize anxiety, what we need to do is, as a people, we need to wake up and unify and stop arguing over these political, clickbaits and everything else that we fall for, and then start arguing about stuff that we probably really all agree on. And working together and, you know, electing people who will actually get things done and lead in efforts to find best practices and find viable solutions and compromise and stop the extremes. And it's just getting us into a downward spiral where a few people are profiting and really none of us can argue with that. So let's agree that money in politics, money manipulating things, profits, big, huge, giant profits are distorting things. But the good news is you're here, you're home. I got into this because I had the opportunity. I lost my job, the high-tech job I had in the crash, the recession from 2001. And so opportunities come, things grow in the darkest of times. And so, you know, what I'm going to share with you is from my book, because I researched and researched, and I started out with the topic being kids, nutrition, and learning, and it ended up being, I could have just titled it, you know, money. So everywhere I researched, everything I dug up, it just led to money, 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 money. So we are here and we are trying to solve our problems. We don't trust the leaders that be. We see something is wrong. We've known something is wrong. That's why we're all so upset. I wish we would stop arguing with each other. Because again, I would say that if we could set our emotions aside, we would see that we mostly agree. The problem, I can tell you, after researching for 4 years, I researched for both of these books, it's about money, and us arguing with each other is helping them profit. So I've become a nutritionist and an educator, two basic human needs, and I have had resistance the whole way. It's like somebody doesn't want me sharing this information. So that's where my books were born out of, that frustration, and it was cathartic. So I'm going to wrap this whole thing up by saying we can alchemize our anxiety by waking up and joining forces with each other, earthlings. You know, let's just resolve to say we're all in this together. We're all humans and we're all suffering. And, people want to make this virus political. I like the way you think. I like that you think this could be a conspiracy. That's great. It might be. But you know what? It might also not be. And so you saying that is probably irritating someone else who's just trying to, you know, survive. So let's stop playing their games and let's work together and realize that we are the human species and we share this planet with other species. And, there's no planet B so far. So I hope that you will find this as an opportunity to reach out an olive branch to your brother and sister, so to speak, and let's build some bridges, you know, and let's just heal ourselves. We need a lot of healing. Anxiety is the result of all of that discord and You know, it's for profits. I mean, I hate to oversimplify, but it is. It's profits. And every time you say anything, and every time you get upset, and every time you read something and you think, oh my gosh, now I'm all up in arms, and I'm, you know, or I'm anxious, or this, I want you to think really hard about what that boils down to, and who might possibly profit off of that particular emotion and state of mental health. Because I've found that there's always somebody. So I'm a nutritionist, I'm an educator, and I've had plenty of resistance trying to hold me down. And it took me a while to figure out that that was actually happening. So let's join together, you know, and we can solve this anxiety thing once and for all. We don't need a bunch of meds. I've taken meds for anxiety and I felt like a zombie. So I get it. People are afraid to take the meds because they're too powerful. Well, there's plenty of herbs. There's plenty of nutritional remedies and other natural remedies that can help heal anxiety. We've been talking about them for almost a month here. So let's do that. Let's once and for all alchemize our anxiety by waking up. So if you want to see more, go to anutritionrevolution.com. You can see about ordering the books. I'm sending you all from my heart love, healing, and awareness, and you know, join the fight. And the excerpt from my book, I forgot. This is from the last chapter called Societal Solutions. We are the answer. I talk about people power. Okay, so there's political solutions, there's personal, there's, you know, the way that things are in our society, things we are focused on, we're all busy. So obstacles, I talk about all of that. And ways we could possibly, you know, improve access to voting and things. Okay, but this is called personal solutions. We must continue to vote with our voices, dollars, and ballots. Support gentle and proactive measures like nutrition education, healthy, unadulterated food, green living, and natural healing. The time is ripe to do something. The public is waking up. If the momentum continues, we can repair what is broken. Bottom-up forces, the people, can solve the top-down problems if we unite and fight for solutions. Personal and political choices we make every day can reshape the culture into a healthier one. We are the solution. Okay, everybody. Sorry I went on a little tirade there, but you know what? It's time to be honest. I think we've got nothing to lose with a little honesty, huh? And I know I'm preaching to the choir, so thank you for listening. All right, everybody. Be well. Peace.